What's up, everybody? This is Spectacular Smith, and welcome to the Spectacular Experience. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Spectacular again. It's your host of the Spectacular Experience. I'm back again, one more time, one more week. I want to get into something that I feel like is very important for everybody in life in general. And one of the things that I feel like is super important is not taking no for an answer. I know that it's going to be a lot of times during your journey to success, you're going to hear a lot of people just tell you, no, no, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. No, that's impossible. No, if it was possible, somebody else would have did it already. So you're going to hear no a whole lot of times. So why you shouldn't take no for an answer? One of the reasons why is because a lot of times people who are telling you no, they don't really even understand why they're saying no. Sometimes, and most of the times, they're doing it off emotion. They're doing it off of different factors. But in actual reality, no doesn't really mean no. No is just a temporary yes, right? And once you start thinking of things like that, then you start to become more motivated to really get in that yes, right? If you just say, man, I'ma just settle for that no, then you're gonna be cutting yourself out a lot of things that's gonna benefit you in the world. And a lot of things start with no. A lot of times you get that no word, and when I hear no, it just motivates me. It's just like, okay, it's no. All right, cool. When they say no, it's just an opportunity for me to figure out how to make them say yes. No matter what you do in the world, people are going to tell you no. I'm going to talk about this, right? I'm going to tell you about a person that got told no so many times. If that person would have just got discouraged and just ran off and cried in a pillow and just told everybody about it and was so sad and depressed and didn't want to do anything, didn't want to come out their room, it would have just been a bunch of talent going away. So it was this person. This person was an author and went to every single publisher known to man, every publisher from the small to big, every single publisher told this person that the books that she was presenting was not going to make it on the shelves. It was not going to actually be successful. And every single publisher turned that person down. And this person's name is J.K. Rowling. J.K. Rowling is the owner and the author of the Harry Potter franchise. She sold more than 450 million books. Now, if this person would have said, oh, man, I can't do it, they told me no, and just stopped right there, it would have been game over for her. Now she's one of the biggest authors in the history. And this person got told no by not just one or two, every single publisher. So that just shows you that people don't know what the hell they talking about. And a lot of times the people say no don't even know that they really mean yes. So you got to keep that into account, right? You got to keep that into consideration that they don't know that they supposed to say yes. And that's how I think of a lot of things. I know that you supposed to say yes, but maybe I'm not doing the best job that I can to let you know that you should be saying yes. So let me go back to the basics. Let me go back to, you know, back to my laboratory, and let me figure out ways that I can counter that no with other things that I can get you to say yes. If you say no again, all right, cool. Maybe that angle didn't work. Let me go ahead and hit you with another angle. If that angle didn't work, all right, let me hit you with another angle. But listen, I'm gonna hit you with every single angle possible until your no turns into a yes. You can't tell me no. At all. I don't care what you're talking about. You can be telling me, no, I can't park somewhere. And by the time I finish talking to every single person and I done offered you $20, $30, $40, I'm like, you gonna take something. What price is gonna get me to park here? You can't tell me that I can't park here. Oh, I can't park. All right. You know what? You got a manager? Oh, all right. You got a man. All right, manager, come here. Let me talk to you. Listen, I'm in a rush, and I gotta hurry up. I gotta run in right quick. I just wanna park right here for a quick second, and I'ma just. I'm gonna be right out. please, can I park right here? Is it cool?
All right. Yes, Miss. Okay. Of course you can park there. Just hurry up, come right back, and you're good.
Goddamn right. Thank you, my brother. I'm going to run in, run back out. You can't tell me no. Listen, I'm not a no type of person. And anybody who wants to be successful has to be the same type of way. You can't take no for an answer. I can go on and give you many, many success stories. I'm going to give you one quick one. Oprah, they say she wasn't good for TV. They fired her and said that she wasn't good enough for TV. She's not TV material. Oprah, come on now. That's a prime example right there why you can't listen to people. I know a lot of you right now that's listening to this, people right now, to this day, to this minute that you're listening to this podcast, that told you that you wasn't going to be shit. Told you that whatever you thinking is not possible. I know you hear it all the time, but I'm here to tell you right now that that's not the case. God gave everybody a special gift that he didn't give somebody else. So you got to tap into those abilities and tap into that and make yourself successful. It comes with hard work and persistence. And once you got that under your belt, it's game over. Can't nobody outwork you. Because you understand what hard work is going to do for you and your future and your family and your kids. Something that you can go and let them brag about your success and what you did for them, right? Even when I was in middle school, they used to tell me, no, Speck, you can't sell no candy. You can't sell candy in here. If you sell candy, you're going to get suspended. You're going to get expelled. You can't sell candy in this school. I said, okay. So what I did, I went to every teacher and I asked the teacher, I say, listen, if I be good and I make good grades in school, can you get me to the end of class to sell some candy? So I had the teachers down with me. The teacher said, all right, Smith, if you simmer down and you actually do your work and behave, I'll let you sell your candy at the end of the class. So I figured out a way to make sure that even though I was kind of breaking the rules, but I still had the teachers on my side. So technically, I wasn't breaking the rules because it was okay with them. So you still got to figure out those little loopholes where you can still follow the rules to some extent. But at the same time, you still, twisting it here and there to get what you got to get, because that no, really, they don't understand. That's a yes. They don't understand that I'm making the kids happy. So they don't understand that they really want me to sell candy, because guess what? I'm helping the kids actually behave better, because now they not hungry and acting out of their regular behavior because they just starving. Y'all know how women get. Y'all know how women get when they're hungry. They attack dogs. So, listen, you got to feed them. You got to feed the men. You got to feed the women. You got to feed the kids. You got to feed everybody. When they're hungry, people don't act the same way when they're hungry. So it was good for me to sell the candy. So I figured out a way to turn that no into a yes. They told me, the principal told me no. I went to my teacher and they told me yes. And then after that, my teacher was like, all right, we get in a little trouble, for selling the candy in school, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? I got other people to help me sell candy. So now I had those people selling $25 bags of candy every single day. They met me at the beginning of the school and I gave them 25 bags of candy and paid them $20 a week. And if they sold out my bag of candies more than four times in one week, I gave them an extra $5. So now I figured out a way to turn that no, and I spread it and had a distribution channel, and I ended up making over $15 to $2,000 a week. I sold $40 bags of candy. They sold $25, $20 bags of candy, and I had 10 workers working for me. And this was all in the sixth grade. So this is a way that you can really turn no's into yes, figuring out a way to come at different angles to make sure you can switch that word around and let the people see it from your point of view. And if you can't get it right at that moment, don't give up, because the day that you gave up could have been a day that you made it, even when a no turned into a yes. This is the end of the podcast. My voice cracking. It's like 2 a.m. I'm in the studio right now. Monty, get this thing mixed down. We're going to get some homework going. I want you to take this podcast, screen record it on your iPhone or even take a screenshot, put it on your social media, and I want you to tag three people that you feel like need to hear this message, that's always taking no for an answer, that's always going to cry in their bedroom feeling like, you know, nobody is listening to them. Please tag them so I can repost it. I post it on my Insta stories, post it on my page, my social media. I want y'all to hashtag the spectacular experience and let's get this thing going. Let's spread this word out. Let's start leaving some reviews. Let's go. It's a spectacular experience.